Let's kick things off with a simple question. When was the last time you changed your mind because of something you saw online or on TV? Mass communication is everywhere: TV, radio, newspapers, and of course, social media. It's the megaphone of our era, reaching millions in seconds. My name is Mo Frand, and this is Know It All. What makes it so powerful? Two big concepts are agenda setting and framing. Think of agenda setting like a restaurant menu. Media shows us what's available to think about. Framing, on the other hand, is like the chef deciding how each dish is presented. Suddenly, a news story isn't just about what happened, but how we're supposed to feel about it. Now you might be asking, isn't it just information? Not quite. When a celebrity tweets support for a cause or a news anchor raises an eyebrow during a segment, it's not just sharing facts, it's shaping perception. That's the setup for our story. Mass communication isn't just a mirror, it's a sculptor. Let me tell you a quick story. In 2016, a single viral video about a dress, was it blue and black or white and gold, sparked debates in workplaces, homes, and classrooms worldwide. That's mass communication. A single message amplified, altering how millions see the world. So why does this matter? Because understanding mass communication is understanding how our opinions, beliefs, and even our arguments are set in motion. Stay with me, because next we'll dive into how media moves from just informing to actively influencing us. Picture this: you wake up, scroll through your phone, and see headlines about rising crime. Suddenly, you're wary on your morning walk, even if crime rates haven't changed. Why? That's the priming effect, a technical term for when repeated exposure to certain topics changes our mental filter, like wearing tinted glasses. Now let's talk about echo chambers. Imagine a room where everyone agrees with you. That's what happens when algorithms, those invisible math formulas powering your feed, keep showing you stories you already believe. Suddenly, disagreement feels like an attack, not a conversation. You might be thinking, is it really that dramatic? Absolutely. In 2020, a Pew Research Center survey found that 62% of Americans believed fake news had a major impact on the democratic process. Our opinions aren't just ours. They're shaped, nudged, even steered by what the media puts in front of us. Let me share an example. During election season, headlines don't just report, they persuade. A study of Stanford out of Stanford showed that even subtle wording called a protest violent instead of passionate can swing public attitudes by double digits. This is the conflict. Media doesn't just inform, it influences. Our challenge is to spot that influence before it becomes invisible. So how do we build our own filters and think critically? That's up next. Let's wrap up by tackling the solution. Media literacy. If mass communication is a force shaping our thoughts, media literacy is our shield. But what does that actually mean? It's more than just spotting fake news. It's about understanding the difference between information and persuasion. Two key terms here: confirmation bias and selective exposure. Confirmation bias is like only listening to friends who agree with you. Selective exposure, that's avoiding anything that challenges your views. Media literacy teaches us to spot these traps and ask, who benefits if I believe this? Now you might wonder, can one person really make a difference? Absolutely. Every time you fact-check a post, question a headline, or seek out a different perspective, you're building mental muscles. Over time, these little habits add up, making you less likely to be manipulated. Let me tell you a story. A high school in Finland launched media literacy classes. Within a year, students were 50% better at distinguishing real news from fake. That's the power of education, giving us the tools to decide what to believe instead of letting someone else decide for us. So next time you see a headline that sparks outrage or a post that seems too good to be true, pause. Ask yourself, what's the message? Who's framing it? Because in the age of mass communication, the most powerful tool we have is our own critical mind. This podcast is produced by the Community College of Baltimore County's New Media Collective and the Media Studies Program. My name is Mo Frand, and this has been Know It All. Listen to all our episodes to learn something new in 5 minutes. Check the show notes for links to my sources, a transcript, and other good content about the power of mass communication in modern society. Bye for now.